Hello, everyone out there. This is your Chatterbox podcast with Qlips. That's Qlips.com. And in this Chatterbox episode, Harp is going to interview our friend Sheena. If you want the transcript or any other explanations for this episode, you can get them at our website in lip service. So, Sheena is a good friend of ours who recently moved to Montreal. She's a jewelry designer, and she also has taught English in Japan, and she traveled around Asia too. Now, Sheena is going to start by telling us about herself.
So, Sheena, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Sure. My name is Sheena. I'm from the east coast of Canada in a place called Nova Scotia. And I've been living here in Montreal for about 9 months now. And before that, I moved from Japan, where I was living for about 3.5 years. Yeah, I was in Japan teaching English and also making jewelry.
Wow. Okay, so I went to your website today, and mm-hmm. your jewelry designs are amazing. So tell me, you went to school for jewelry design, or how did you get started?
Yes. Well, actually, my mother was a jeweler when I was a child, and she stopped when I was about 8 years old. So it was always something that I was a little bit interested in, mm-hmm. but it was in the back of my mind. Okay. But I started studying arts at university, mm-hmm. and when I was in my second year, I started to try the jewelry program, and I realized that it was something I liked, and mm-hmm. I did a major in jewelry design and metalsmithing, and I graduated in 2004.
So where do you draw inspiration for your pieces?
I've lived in a lot of different places, so I get a lot of inspiration from the people that I'm around and the way that people interact when they're in situations where they don't have language or when they can't communicate using words. So body language or the way that people interact with one another, also nature, different forms, patterns that I may see from plants, ice, sand, things like this.
I was looking through the book that you've made where you see pictures of a girl wearing the socks and you had created a jewelry piece that was an inspiration from her. It seems like you can take inspiration from everything.
Yeah, it's amazing the small things you can see that will bring an idea or a design into your mind. And it's not necessarily something that you would think is jewelry, you know, mm-hmm. if you see the way someone walks, for example.
Yeah.
But it's nice if you can make a piece that makes people think as well. It's not only something pretty or something with beautiful stone, but something that makes you feel something mm-hmm. or makes you think a little bit.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
What's your favorite piece of jewelry that you've made so far?
Wow, that's a difficult question. Let's see. Actually, it's probably a brooch that I made while I was living in Japan, mm-hmm. and it's using a branch from the sakura tree, mm-hmm. and it's set with a stone that's called the tiger's iron, and it's actually a magnetic stone, so it's it actually attracts metal to it. And,
really?
It's known as being a stone that helps you to accept change in your life. So I made it at the time of the sakura season, which is in March, and it was around the same time that my son was born. And mm-hmm. it's just about change in your life and change in the world around you. And I haven't yet, but I'm going to give it to a friend of mine who lost her husband, just as sort of like an inspirational thing to help you accept change in your life.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
And where do you get your jewelry supplies from?
I've collected a lot while I've been traveling.
Okay.
And so I have some that I bought while I was in different places. And I have some that my mother bought when she was traveling in Mexico like 30 years ago.
Wow.
And then some I just buy here in Montreal. Yeah.
How does your mom feel about your jewelry design?
She's really, you know, excited to see that I'm still doing jewelry, and she's actually started to do jewelry again.
Really?
In recent years, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So,
that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's about it for our Chatterbox episode today. Thanks so much for joining us. That was really interesting.
No problem.
So if you all go to the website, we're going to add some links to Sheena's website, and so you can see some pictures of the great jewelry she makes. And yeah, just check out the website. That's culips.com, culips.com.